106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. What's up, party people? It's Kevin Ryder in the afternoon. And people are dumb. Today, a college student vandalized a bunch of cars, then asked ChatGPT if he could get in trouble. Gene Simmons of KISS got in a car accident. Details on that. The 420 catch of the day. Some new music. And also, we have a new game for you to win 21 tickets. 21 pilot tickets, he meant to say. It is Kevin Ryder, the NFL. Is finding Jerry Jones from the Cowboys, and that's always good news. I'll tell you about that coming up on K-Rock. Not a big Dallas Cowboys fan. Kind of hate them. And their owner, Jerry Jones, was fined by the NFL for flipping off some fans at the Jets game.
Well, Cowboys owner Jerry Jones is responding to a gesture made during Sunday's game against the New York Jets at MetLife Stadium.
Yeah, he was flipping off fans from the other team.
He was caught flashing his middle finger to the crowd. But today on his radio appearance on 105.3 The Fan, Jones says,
can't wait to hear this, how he didn't do it.
He actually meant to signal a thumbs up after a touchdown.
Right, there was a thumbs up after a touchdown, and then there was a middle finger, and you pointed at the opposing team fans.
There wasn't any antagonistic issue or anything like that.
Except I am guessing the Jets fans were flipping you off.
I just put up the long show on the hand, but that was inadvertently done.
You put up the long show of your hand, but that was inadvertently done. What?
And I'm not kidding. It was, if you want to call it accidental, you can call it accidental.
I don't want to call it accidental. It wasn't accidental.
But the intention was thumbs up.
The NFL disagrees.
And then basically pointing at our fans because everybody was jumping up and down excited.
Jones said it was part of an exchange with Cowboys fans, not Jets fans, sitting in front of him.
Right.
The NFL, though, is still fining him $250,000.
That is an expensive middle finger. $250,000. He did do a thumbs up to his fans, and then he put his thumb down and pointed at the Jets fans and flipped them off. It was pretty clear on the video. Now, switching sports. Those of you going to Dodger Stadium, go Dodgers. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hello, my name is Zoe.
Hi, Zoe, you're caller 21.
No freaking way you're lying.
I am not lying. You got a pair of tickets for 21 pilots at our private show.
Oh, my God. I've been dying all day. Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
We have the 420 catch of the day on the way. And in an hour, Megan Holliday has three things at four. First, there's an update to this story. The story I'm about to play for you aired 2 years ago.
Yeah. Oregon Pest Control is out with its latest rankings.
So they're ranking cities in the rattiest order. Which cities are the worst with rats?
Rodent problems, and it's no surprise, Los Angeles is in the top five. Yep, for the eighth year straight in a row.
Oh.
Chicago, though, topped Orkin's list of rattiest cities. Los Angeles now ranks as number three.
What?
Orkin based its rankings on the number of new rodent treatments, both residential and commercial, performed in the past year. The pest control company warns that the cooler winter season will mean more rodent activity.
Excellent.
New York and L.A. switched places in this year's survey of rattiest cities, with New York moving into the number two spot. Washington, D.C. is number four on the list of rattiest cities, with San Francisco coming in at number five.
All right, but I have an update to that, and this is from Yelp. The searches for people that are looking for help with rats, pest control, whatever, the searches is what they're going for, and Los Angeles is now number one.
I'm number one.
Right.
Victory is mine.
It's not just
so
you.
So kiss my behind.
Right.
Boom, chaka-laka-laka. In your face.
All right.
Boom. Cha. Ka-cha-ka-cow. Ba.
I don't think this
boo,
is.
Boo.
Good.
Who's your daddy?
All right.
Caught on camera, a couple of would-be motorcycle thieves who look like they're about to pull off the perfect heist, except for one small problem.
People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb. People are dumb.
Caught on camera, a couple of would-be motorcycle thieves who look like they're about to pull off the perfect heist, except for one small problem.
And And that small problem is a big problem.
And Orange County reporter Greg Lee shows us the exclusive video.
This surveillance video shows a rope dropping from the roof into a motorcycle shop in Costa Mesa. A man climbs down. Right behind him, another man comes in.
I mean, it's not easy to fast rope down. They had to have done it before.
Wearing a hood, carrying a gas can. Long Mock owns Mach 1 Performance Tuning. He says the alarm company called him immediately.
I can't believe my eyes. Someone in my shop, inside my shop, I can't believe it.
Mock says the alarm blared as the two men began scoping out the shop.
I like that he's watching video of them while they do it.
They put on jackets, try on helmets, then each pick out the motorcycle they want to steal.
So they got the clothes, they got the helmet, they got the motorcycle.
The burglars use the gas can they brought in to fill up. After nearly 20 minutes inside, the duo starts to make their getaway. They move the motorcycles outside and prepare to ride off. Only one problem. One thief can't figure out how to start his.
He's kicking and kicking and trying to start that motorcycle.
After fumbling around, he ditches it and runs.
Sweet victory for that thief.
Mock says the thieves cut the lock on this gate to get out, but left the bolt cutters there. He says this is the first time he's had any trouble in the 19 years he's been in business here.
I mean, it's not a bad break-in if you get to keep the motorcycles.
If you have any information on this crime, you're asked to call Costa Mesa Police.
Dumbass.
K-Rock, hello.
Hello, hello.
Hi, who's this?
Hi, Celeste.
Hi, Celeste. You're caller 21.
Oh, my God. Thank you so much.
You did it. Have you been trying all week?
I've been calling all week, yeah. I've been listening to every day.
Well, you don't have to do that anymore because you got tickets to our private show with 21 Pilots.
Thank you. I'm so excited. Thank you.
It is Kevin Ryder with the 420 catch of the day on the way. Megan Holliday is here with three things at four.
K-Rock. K-Rock. K-R-O-Q.
Three things at four.
One, two, three.
Number one, a man in Oklahoma was arrested after stealing a car, driving it to the courthouse to appear in court for a different charge of a stolen vehicle.
What?
Here's the story.
This is Cody Adams. Shortly after Oklahoma Highway Patrol troopers arrested him near the Pawnee County Courthouse, OHP says earlier, Adams was at a gas station in Stillwater asking people for a ride to his court date in Pawnee. When he couldn't find a ride, OHP says Adams decided to hop in this unoccupied LifeNet Emergency Services vehicle and drive himself to court.
That was left on, running and unattended.
They say Adams took the truck on that 30-minute drive to Pawnee and then ditched it.
First responders had an idea of where that vehicle might be headed to.
A trooper caught him as he was walking into the courthouse, Adams saying he was just borrowing the truck.
The trooper did. I believe he made sure that he made his court date.
Now, he still did make his court case again. OHP says after court, he was transported back to the Payne County Jail and booked on new charges.
He was just trying to get to court.
Right?
Trying to do the right
thing.
Can't
blame that guy.
Right? And number two, before most kids learn how to tie their shoes, 5-year-old Zane Zoflugo hit 194 miles per hour driving a Lamborghini.
Wow!
Strapped into a booster seat, the car equipped with pedal extenders, and his ex MotoGP champ dad sitting in the passenger seat, the kid hit 194 miles per hour before celebrating with a few smoky donuts, with his dad supervising, and supposedly It was safe. I don't know how they would make that so, but was this reckless or ridiculous, Kev?
That's a great question.
You know?
I assume that his dad knows if he can pull that off or not, but 194 is scary.
Nuts. I would say it's a little bit of both.
Yeah, probably.
You know? Father of the Year award right there for sure. And number three, a lifelong Lakers fan is suing LeBron James. As you know, recently LeBron generated a gigantic eye roll from the entire NBA community when he teased a second decision announcement,
right,
which many anticipated that pertained to his potential retirement, and it turned out to basically be an advertisement for Hennessy. So this drew a ton of negative reactions from the sports world and didn't do anything to fend off accusations of his obsession with attention. The original teaser for the announcement sent ticket prices for the Lakers Lakers' final home game of the year skyrocketing in anticipation that it could be the final game of LeBron's career.
That makes sense.
Right? So recently, one angry Lakers fan, he took matters into his own hands. Andrew Garcia, a 29-year-old lifelong Lakers fan, filed a lawsuit in a small claims court in L.A. claiming LeBron owes him $865.66 after he says the Hooper seemingly insinuated he was about to announce his retirement. I really am curious to see if he's going to get that money back.
Yeah, same.
I'm Megan Holliday. That was Three Things at Four on K-Rock.
K-Rock's 420.
Catch of the day.
A monster catch of the day.
Celebrating Haim playing the Forum tonight. This is from their album, I Quit. It's called Down to Be Wrong. It is our 420 catch of the day on K-Rock. That is the 420 catch of the day. It's Haim, Down to Be Wrong. They are playing the Forum tonight. You know what we haven't mentioned is we have a private show with 21 Pilots.
Oh my gosh, are we?
Very surprised.
Whoa.
We haven't brought that up yet.
I didn't hear about that.
Ad nauseum. We have a different contest for you. And again, it's hard for me to pick these clips because I'm not a person that would win this game.
Yeah, right.
But we're going to do Finish the Lyrics. So we're going to play you a clip of a song by 21 Pilots. And then you give us the very next line and it has to be perfect.
And they're going to crush it because
I think they are as well.
The only way that you stumped them so far was by using a breath in a song and then someone inevitably got
yes,
it, which is crazy.
So 800-520-1067. If you would like to play the game, tell us you would like to play the game and we'll do it next. We have tickets for our private show with 21 Pilots. We want to make sure we get fans. So
yes.
We've been playing a game each day. Today is Finish the Lyrics. This is the first day we're trying this and we're going to try and see if we can get it past one contestant to get to two. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, this is Alyssa.
Hi, Alyssa. I'm going to play you a clip of a 21 Pilots song, and as soon as they stop, you give us the next line, and it has to be absolutely correct. All right?
Okay, got it.
All right, here you go.
You are surrounding.
Behind both of my eyes.
Behind both of my eyes.
One contestant.
Oh, we knew it.
That was one of their earliest hits.
Yeah, their first hit.
Yep.
I love that song.
I
Holding on to you.
Well done. You got the tickets.
Oh my God, thank you guys so much.
Yeah, baby.
Sorry to everybody else we put on hold.
Oh, man. We're going. We got a thing going on in here. I like this.
Hey, we have 21 Pilots tickets
no
coming
way.
Up in less than 10 minutes.
Oh, my God. I can't believe it.
On K-Rock.
It's my favorite band. Yes,
it is Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Our phones have gone down, so
yep.
That's not great.
It's not ideal.
Trying to give away tickets for 21 Pilots. The phones are broken, so you're going to have to wait to get through and win those tickets. I don't know if you saw the Gene Simmons story. But he got in a car accident. Here it is.
We are just learning KISS legend Gene Simmons is recovering at home after being in a car accident yesterday. The LA County Sheriff's Department says the 76-year-old hit a parked car after passing out or fainting while driving. In a social media post, Simmons thanked everyone for the kind wishes. He wrote, quote, I'm completely fine. I had a slight fender bender. It happens, especially to those of us who are horrible drivers. And that's me. All is well.
How about that?
Wow.
Most people don't think that they're a horrible driver. They think they're great.
Nope.
Gene Simmons on the phone. Hello, Gene.
You know how I am. I'm always amorous and lovely and handsome and young and muscular.
Right. Well, but I mean, you got in the car wreck. Is there anything you want to tell us about that?
Oh, let's not make mountains out of molehills.
Okay.
It was just a little bit of a fender bender. And, you know, I haven't really told most of the press the real story. But I'm prepared, because you and I are friends, to tell you what really happened.
Okay, please.
I was driving along Pacific Coast Highway when all of a sudden I noticed a nice young lady, young, supple, wearing biker shorts as she was riding along her bicycle.
Right.
And I could see, you know, different curvature and folds of whatnot of a female anatomy. And
right.
Gene Simmons is prone to getting blood flow.
Sure.
In a certain part of his body.
Uh-huh.
And that blood flow was so overwhelming because the organ that was accepting the blood.
I'm sorry?
It was so large that I actually lost consciousness because, you know, there was so much blood going to this, and pounds and pounds and pounds of meat. cubic feet.
Wow.
That's the amount of flesh that was getting this blood.
So you had a boner that was so large, you passed out.
Well, I wouldn't put it that crudely, but that's exactly what happened. Yes, exactly what happened. Yes, of course. You know, and it was unfortunate, but I luckily, because my fine classic sports car doesn't have an airbag, my boner actually provided me safety. It was an airbag like grommet because it protected me from actually dying, having my spine snap, because my boner was there to push things back.
Wow, so your boner caused the accident and it saved your life.
Luckily, the paramedic who showed up was a nice young female and I was able to give her the business. And of course, she actually was also very lucky that she was around different types of medical attention because I split her in half. She was actually in two pieces, so they were able to, yes. You know, like if you go to the sushi bar and you get chopsticks and you rip them apart, that's exactly what happened to her body.
Because
massive.
I didn't see anything about that in the news.
Wait, hold on. Kevin, I'm sorry to interrupt, but is that Megan Holliday that I hear?
Yes, it is. Hello. Hi, Gene.
I'm much better now that I hear your voice. You know, speaking of holidays, I'd like to take you on a holiday to an enchanting land called My Lap.
Oh, wow. I don't know. I don't know if that one's going to happen, Gene.
Well, I can tell you a story about 1994. I was on tour, and me, Fletcher from Pennywise, and Bob Dylan actually did bukkake to a Thai ladyboy and an elephant.
I'm sorry, to a Thai ladyboy?
And an elephant, yeah. We were in
and an elephant.
And Fletcher says to us, he says, "You guys, can you believe you can ride an elephant here in Thailand?" I said, "I'm up for anything." And you know, he's a large man. So next thing you know, I'm at an elephant farm, and I brought Ping Ping with me because we had already been having relations that whole night. And she was a nice young lady. And next thing you know, everyone's lying down and preparing for the gene baptism, and that's how it goes. Good old Fletcher, boy, he can swim.
Wow. Oh, wow.
What about Bob Dylan? I think maybe he would get lost in that crowd.
You would be surprised. You know, he likes to play like he's such a stoic, you know, songwriter and artist, a tortured artist. The man's an animal. The man's a real animal. I've seen him go just round after round. They call him the Peter North of the East. That's actually what they call him.
Wow.
Decorator.
I've never heard that.
Getting a lot of information that we don't know and hasn't been in the news.
He wrote all along the Watchtower about his
I don't think that's true, Gene.
It's true. I mean, and Bob Dylan said,
We're learning a lot about the history of rock and roll here.
Yes, we are.
Oh, the things I could teach you. The things I could teach you, Megan Holliday. Do you know what a blumpkin is?
Oh, boy. I don't want to find out today, Gene.
All right, so we lost our phones at the top of the hour.
You guys broke the phones.
When we were trying to give away tickets for 21 Pilots, but they're back up now. K-Rock, hello, who's this?
Hi, Addie.
Hi, Addie. You are caller 21.
Woo!
Shut up.
You got the tickets.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my God.
Kevin Ryder, Megan Holliday.
Hello.
Now that the phones are working again, thank God, we can do our contest. Today it's fill in the lyrics.
Woo.
Finish the lyrics. So we're going to play you a clip of a 21 Pilots song, and you have to give us the very next line verbatim. It has to be perfect. 800-520-1067. Call us. Tell us that you're ready to play the game. And then we'll play the game right after the Red Hot Chili Peppers on K-Rock. It is the world-famous K-Rock. It's Kevin Ryder and Megan Holliday.
Hello.
We are giving away tickets for what show, Megan?
Hey, it's the K-Rock Private 21 Pilots show.
We're doing it with Finish the Lyrics. And hello, who's this?
Hi. This is Larissa.
Larissa. All right. I didn't put as many people on hold this time because people are getting it every single time the first time.
Immediately.
So I'm going to play you a clip of a 21 Pilots song, and you tell us what the very next line is, and it has to be perfect, all right?
All right.
Here you go. And then it goes.
Welcome to Mulberry Street.
Right song, wrong line. K-Rock, hello. Hello.
Hello.
Hi there. Who's this?
Hi, this is Carly.
Carly, I'm going to play you a clip of a song from 21 Pilots, and you have to give us the next line, and it has to be perfect.
Okay,
here
got
you
it.
Go. Sounds good.
Keep my walk under your feet.
You won the tickets.
Oh, my gosh. Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
The last girl knew it was Mulberry Street, but she didn't have the right line. You did, so you're going to 21 Pilots. Congrats. We lost our phones last hour, so maybe a few of you could not call?
Yeah, I think they totally blew them out. So, but that's not going to happen. Let's be realistic
here. That's true.
Yeah.
That is true. After this song,
21 Pilots Mania continues. I have more tickets for you to come to the K-Rock private show with 21 Pilots. It's coming up at 6 on K-Rock.